Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here today filling in the host seat for Dr. Pat while she's away. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next 30 minutes so that we can inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. Now, before we get started bringing our guest on, I want to share my personal website with you so that you can connect with me after the show. My website is AskSueLondon.com. Check out everything that I've got going on and my books. You can sign up for my free newsletter, get lots of great, inspiring videos filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. So check out the website at AskSueLondon.com. And I want to also invite you to join me on my regular show, Get Inspired Radio, every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, that's 5 p.m. Eastern Time, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and also in local WBLQ 1230 a.m. radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. Now, I am so excited for this show today. Not only am I filling in for my great friend Dr. Pat on her show today, but I'm bringing you an amazing guest. Her name is Bonnie Ross. Now, let me tell you a bit what we're going to talk about today. Let me ask you a question first. Have you ever written or drawn something that you just feel has come from somewhere else, but you can't explain it? Or have you ever been divinely inspired to share a message with somebody? Well, the chances are, folks, that you're practicing mediumship. Today, you are going to learn how spirit communicates and how you can develop these valuable skills. Do you know, actually, that every one of us can do it once we know how? It's true. And today, my good friend, psychic medium Bonnie Christine Ross, is going to teach you just that. Now, let me tell you a bit about her, and then I'm going to let you experience some amazing music from this girl. She is such a gift in so many ways. But first of all, let me tell you that Bonnie has supported countless in her thriving practice, Divine Light Within, for 25 years now. Her optimistic approach to her readings leaves clients feeling hopeful, enlightened, and guided on their positive life path. Bonnie combines the art of palmistry, psychometry, medical intuition, aura reading, and tarot cards to deliver impactful, life-changing messages. Now, as a medium, Bonnie works with her guides and angels to serve spirit and connect with loved ones who crossed over. I can tell you, folks, I've experienced Bonnie's work, and it is phenomenal. She is always right on the nose accurate, and this girl's really taught me a lot of great lessons. Now, I mentioned to you that you're going to hear some music. The music that we're going to play is a song that now, Bonnie's going to tell us if it was channeled through her or if it's through her medium gifts. This song, Bonnie sings in it, and her husband, Daryl, wrote and produced this. And the song is titled The Other Side, and it's so fitting for the show that we're doing today. So what we're going to do, Benny, how about if you want to just play a bit of it now, and then at the end of the show, we're going to end that you hear the entire song. It's incredible. So, folks, this I want to introduce you to the first time ever released song titled The Other Side.
Oh,
Folks, isn't that an amazing song? And that's just a little piece of that song. It is so incredible. Every time I listen to Bonnie's music, I get so relaxed. And for me to get so mellow and relaxed, well, my guest Bonnie can tell you all about how that's a big miracle, trying to pin me down and relax me. So without any further delay, let's bring Bonnie on and let's get talking to her about how you can tap into being a medium. Bonnie, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me once again, Sue.
You know what? I can't brag enough about you. You're a talented musician. You're such a gifted psychic medium. You've got a phenomenal meditation CD. And your knowledge is just, oh, my gosh, you're incredible, girl. I love you so much.
Oh, well, thank you. And I share the same sentiment. You've been a wonderful support to me as well.
Well, you know what? It's all about helping each other, right? And you are really a talented girl. And the music, let me ask you, first of all, is that music that you have produced, does that channel through you? Explain to our listeners how that works.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Well, for me, what happens is I do a lot of work in my dreams. And I write programs that I teach, and I certainly write songs and lyrics and wake up with amazing melodies in my head. And I'm so driven to share them with Daryl, who does a lot of the instrumental work. So we're constantly running down to our studio in the basement to lay down some tracks to get things going. So he will dream about melodies as well, and he's just totally driven to, and in fact the melody won't leave him until he records it. And you know it's divinely driven when, or divinely downloaded when, it doesn't leave you until you get it out of your system. And so that's how we work together. Sometimes we wake up with the same themes, the same kind of melodies, which is even cooler. But I believe that I have guides that are helping me professionally. I certainly have my guardian angel that I work with a lot. She helps me a lot personally when I need a kick in the butt with things. She's pretty direct with me at times. This divine music comes from my higher self, and I'm still trying to understand how else it's coming in terms of other guides that are helping me musically. But I just trust, and I don't analyze too much, that I am being guided most definitely in a divine way.
Well, and can I share with everybody, folks, Bonnie has just produced her first video, music video, and it's for another song called Shine. And we here at Transformation Talk Radio and here on all our shows have been sharing this song, Shine. And so many people have had such experiences, a tremendous healing experiences happening for them. Now, you can see that video. It's on YouTube. If you do Bonnie Ross Shine, it will come up. I've also added it on my Ask Sue London blog. So you could go to AskSueLondon.com, click on blog, and you'll see her video there. That's another song that Bonnie's done, as well as the theme music, A Perfect Sky, on my show for my intro and outro. That song was written and produced by Bonnie and her husband Daryl as well. So you've really got amazing music, Bonnie, that's, you know, starting to be heard. And, you know, folks, I really encourage you to check this out. Now, before we would go into talking about mediumship, I want to share with everyone, we're here with you today for just less than half an hour now, and it's going to be a fast show, but if you do have questions that you want to ask, I encourage you to phone in and ask Bonnie your questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Now, Bonnie, we're talking about, you know, mediumship and channel messages. People are listening like, what the heck is that? So can you start off by explaining what exactly mediumship is?
Okay. Well, when you are a medium, you are connecting with spirit from the other side, and this, when you're practicing mediumship, you are connecting with your lost loved ones, right? Uh-huh. And you do that through seeing, feeling, hearing, knowing, and it certainly is called mental mediumship, and we all do it. We all have this connection to lost loved ones, and we can be quite familiar with the sense of their spirit as they come in. We also channel stuff as well, and you know, you hear there's so many books out there now on ascended masters and angels and multidimensional beings, and certainly we can channel that information or that energy from these beings, and I believe that we channel to learn, to evolve on a soul level. And so there's so much energy out there to tap into. But when I am a medium, I am connecting with either my lost loved ones or someone else's lost loved ones that are very personal to them, relatives that have lived on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I connect in with energy, and that can come in the form of seeing them in a physical way. Sometimes I get an aroma that might come in. They, you know, they might be smokers. They might have loved specific flowers. I might get a voice and a name coming in, or a phrase that they would have used often to the person that is inquiring about them. So they come in many ways, but everyone does this. You know, it's not just about me being a professional that's been doing this forever.
Right.
We spontaneously communicate with spirit, when, especially when we're in a deeply relaxed place. And so just before you fall asleep, you can. Go ahead.
Here's an example, and tell me if I'm using this as the right example of being a medium. Last week, I ran into my gastroenterologist, my specialist that I had when I was sick years ago with Crohn's disease. Hadn't seen him in years. And all of a sudden, I just felt this need. I had to ask him about his mom. And I asked him, you know, how's your mom doing? And he told me that his mom had passed over 5 years ago. And all of a sudden, I just started having things come out of my mouth to him about her. Like she was, you know, you need to know she was very proud of you. And, you know, she's in such a great place, enjoying time with your dad. By me saying that, is that channeled or is that being a medium?
Well, you're a medium there. You are connecting with the lost loved one of your doctor. And it's brilliant that you felt so guided and trusting enough that he would be open to it. We're often messengers for spirit. And when we're open enough, we can bring a lot of ease and joy into people's lives as we deliver messages to them. Yes.
Now, And Bonnie, you know me too, and I wanted to use that as an example. This happens to me all the time, and I know myself, like I do have this medium gift. Now, I find that when, exactly what you're saying, when I started trusting and believing to, just to go with what was coming out of me, it was extremely healing for other people. And
absolutely.
Don't you think, isn't that kind of the block where people have that thought or get that message and then they don't share it, you know, maybe fear of being judged?
Yes. Well,
right?
I mean, it absolutely. I mean, this is something that takes practice and skill, and we do dismiss the many different voices that can come in, and it is about studying and understanding your own inner way of operating. I mean, we do have a ton of different dialogue going on in our head that is a part of ourselves. We have our higher selves that speaks to us. We have communication, like I said, with lost loved ones and even other angels and guides. So it can be very interesting to try and navigate through who's saying what and is this real? Is this my wishful part of my self speaking? Is this my higher self speaking to me? Is this a guide? So, you know, in my course, it's quite an in-depth course that takes people right in to understand the subtleties and how you operate as an intuitive being.
Now, is this the course, the How to Develop Your Intuition?
Right.
Is that the course you're talking about?
Absolutely, yes.
Ladies, let me jump in here if you don't mind. We actually have a couple callers we'd like to address on the air if you have time. Let's take Carrie. She's calling in from Seattle. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. I have dreams about people that have passed. One dream in particular was I dreamt about a doctor that I worked with many years ago, and in my dream he came to me and said, "Your life will come full circle." And then the next morning I woke up and I was passing through the paper and the obituaries, and his name was in there.
Oh,
he had died the week before. And then another doctor that I worked with died last year, and he has been in my dream several times. So is this a way of connection, or?
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to hear you, but from what I understand, you said that you're having dreams that these
yes.
doctors are communicating
yep.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, our dreams are a beautiful window to connection to spirit. And when we dream, we astral project or we travel to the other side where people who have crossed over want to communicate. And so what did you learn from that communication? What did you get from that?
You mean the message that he had for me?
Yes.
I think there were several times last year where I understood it because I had some health issues myself, and I realized that I used to work for a gastrointestinal doctor, and so it did seem to make sense. So the fact that he had told me this earlier made me more calm when I was going through it because I realized it was just something part of the process of life.
Right.
So
you experienced a great sense of ease in knowing,
mm-hmm.
in receiving the message.
Wow.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's hard to hear, so I'm trying to press my ear to the phone to listen to the caller.
Oh, yeah, she did have some experiences. She did have, mm-hmm. you know, she was aware of what was going on with it.
Yep. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, we do need to move on there, ladies. Let's.
Okay.
We have time
for
one more. Yeah, thanks, Carrie, for calling in, and we'll take now Susan. She's calling in from Seattle. So, Susan, welcome to the show. What's up?
Oh, hi. My question is, is there any messages for me? Can you see if there's any messages from my deceased mother from the other side?
From her mother, yeah. That's basically what she was asking. Mm-hmm. We'll let her go, too, because she sounds like she's on the road, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mother, coming in quickly, she shows me the color pink. She's showing me a rose. She's sending you absolute love, and she... I think she's saying sorry that she couldn't have been all that she could have been. I don't know if she apologized a lot, but she wants you to know how much she loves you, and she would have done it differently to be there more for you, if that makes any sense.
That's great. I think
she can chew on that a little bit, I hope. And unfortunately, ladies, we only have a couple minutes left in the show, and I'd hate to, you know, disrupt the rest of the interview, and we'd like to continue on with some of the music on the way out too. So,
yeah, well, mm-hmm. well, that's great. Well, ladies, thank you for calling
yes.
and asking your questions. Now, I want everyone to know that if you want to connect with Bonnie Christina Ross after the show, you certainly can. And her website is BonnieRoss.com. And I really wanted to encourage you to connect with her. She has been such a gift in my life, and I know she can make a difference in yours. I know we're almost out of time here, and I want everyone to know about your healing meditation CD, Bonnie. So tell everybody the purpose of it.
Okay. In a nutshell, it's a beautiful
yeah.
CD that helps you to connect with your higher self, and the answers to life's questions really do live within. So this CD gets you all balanced with the chakras, gets you opened and managing important energies like earth, universal life force energy, and our spiritual backbone, the chakras. The music is amazing. It brings you to a deeply relaxed state. And, of course, when you get into this relaxed state, you can have some questions or answers to your own life's questions revealed as you are in a deeply meditative state. So it is an absolute tool for everyone, and it's a huge ounce of therapy in terms of relaxing and going within to understand, yes.
And can I share, folks, I have that CD, and it is incredible, and I found it really opened me up more. And I also have that gift of being a psychic medium, and it opened me even more. And it brought messages to me. You can purchase that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bonnie. You can purchase that through your website, BonnieRoth.com. Folks, you really want to check this out. I cannot talk highly enough about that CD. It's life-changing. Now, Bonnie, in 1 minute, can you give everybody a tool that they can start doing that will open them up to their medium gifts?
Beautiful.
No
okay,
pressure.
Everyone needs to find a meditative practice. Meditate
okay.
regularly to create a space for spirit to come in. Spirit's not coming in if you're swirling with all kinds of negative emotions. So you need to keep your vibration high and always ask for the highest of vibrational beings to come in when you're asking for it. And let go of any fear and doubt, because when you hold on to fear and doubt as you're doing this work, you really block this beautiful channel to the other side. And just stay balanced, stay grounded, cleanse, balance. You need my CD to really understand how to manage the energies, but it's yeah. so important. And just trust and practice. Find some people that are open to this. Don't set yourself up to read someone yeah. that is skeptical. Find your spiritual family and start sharing this beautiful tool of connecting in. It's really not rocket science. But
good.
You do need to be balanced, for sure.
Can I share with everybody, you know, you've only had a couple minutes of Bonnie here. The time went so fast. My gosh, we're out of time here. Bonnie has been a regular on my show quite a lot. If you go to transformationtalkradio.com, where it says meet the guest, you can hit the guest and bring up Christina Ross's name, R-O-S-S, you can see all the shows she's done on the different topics that will help you to grow spiritually. Check that out. Now, what we want to do is we're going to kind of wrap up, because I really want you to hear this amazing song that Bonnie and her husband Daryl have done. So again, learn more about Bonnie, Christina Ross, at her website, BonnieRoth.com. And folks, I cannot tell you, it has been such an honor for me being here with you today and filling the host seat today for my dear friend, Dr. Pat. And I want to thank my special guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Now, I want to invite you to join me every Thursday night at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ 1230 a.m. radio out of Rhode Island, New York, and Connecticut. And next week, my guest is Dan Benar, and he is going to help you to release your pain when you call in. So check it out. It'll be a great show. Now, on behalf of my very special guest, Bonnie Christina Ross, and Dr. Pat Basile, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. We're going to sign off now with Bonnie's song, The Other Side. Enjoy and have a wonderful weekend, everyone.
I'm the image in the embers. I'm the one who lives in your heart. I'm here to stay, we'll never part.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information.
Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.